Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Sandy Bellamy. She is the executive director of Two Hearts Pregnancy Care Center. They have facilities in Ashland, Kentucky, and in Colgrove, Ohio. And Sandy, for those who don't know anything about Two Hearts, or maybe they've heard the name, but they just don't know exactly what you guys do, can you give us a little bit of an overview of your ministry?
Okay, Kyle. Two Hearts is a ministry to women in unplanned pregnancy situations. This year we will be 22 years old. So we've been here ministering for 22 years in the Ashland Center, 18 years over in our Lawrence County Center. And when the girls come to us, they come to us to, one, find out if they're pregnant. Two, they do educational segments or lessons. And they use those to earn computer-generated baby bucks to purchase items for the baby. All of our services are free. We don't charge anything, but they have to earn it. They do educational lessons. They can come here and watch them on a DVD, or they can we can do them now over their phone. There's several different ways they can do it. They do lessons on their trimesters, on different developmental stages of the baby, their body, nutrition, car seat safety, illnesses, you name it, Kyle, and we can cover it. We allow them to watch these, to do homework. If they go to like a stop smoking class or something like that, they earn baby bucks for that. And they use those baby bucks to purchase items for their baby. So all the services are free, but they just have to earn it.
Okay. And what kind of things can they purchase for their baby?
Oh, everything, Kyle, from we give free, the things we actually do give them free is pregnancy tests, maternity wear, and Bibles. But when they come in, they can find anything from the baby clothes to pack and plays to high chairs, you name it, and we have everything they need to be able to take care of their baby.
Okay, and where do those things come from?
Just from people who love the Lord and love this ministry. They donate these things. It could be things from the Dollar Tree or a store like that, that they can just go in and purchase us. They can order something on Amazon and send it to us. It's just really anything that a woman would need to take care of her baby, or a man. We have a dad program that we do. We have some dads that take care of their babies by themselves, and we want to make sure they're educated and know the best way to take care of the baby.
Okay, and generally speaking, where do your clients come from? Like, how do people get connected with you guys to start with?
Well, we work with a lot of different organizations here in the area. They send them to us. The schools send them to us. We work due to our age ranges from 12 to 52. We have a lot of different connections with a lot of different agencies. But the schools send us a lot of the school-age girls, health departments, and, you know, we just work with them all, Kyle, just to be able to outreach to the best we can.
Okay. And do you guys have any like income restrictions or anything like that? Do people have to meet certain restrictions in order to partake of your services?
No, the only stipulation for receiving our services is that you have to be pregnant. It doesn't matter the income. It doesn't matter if you're married or you're not married, your age, it does not matter. And even on that, we have started, you know, trying to help people who with the babies that are only a month or two old, that maybe didn't get our services. We're trying to reach out and to help them too. But that's the main stipulation, is just to be pregnant so that way we can minister to you longer and just to be able to make a difference.
Excellent. But we all know that over the last couple of years, COVID really changed the way we do life and ministry for everybody. And so, Sandy, I wanted to ask you, how did COVID affect what you guys do?
Well, what we started doing is using a program called Bright Course, where we can actually send the lessons and talk with the girls over their phone. We can send the lessons and we can monitor how much they watch them, their homework, what they do. It enabled us to be able to keep on ministering to them through all of COVID. We never closed. So that way they could continue to learn and earn the baby bucks. And then we would just schedule them on like a one-on-one to come in and shop and to be able to use their baby bucks and purchase items that they needed. So it was something we had just started in actually like January of 2020. But by the time COVID hit in March, it was full blown, and we've been using it ever since. And it's really worked out to be a huge blessing for this ministry.
That's interesting. So it sounds like you guys were already kind of maybe ahead of the game a little bit. You were making strides toward making things available online more than in person. And so maybe you were kind of already set up when COVID affected everybody?
Well, we weren't really set up. We were just starting it in January. Because we have a lot of girls who are homebound or maybe with transportation issues and that kind of thing, that we were trying to find out how we could continue to minister to them. And we were looking at using BrightCourse, and once COVID hit, we realized we could use this for all of our clients. So we use it at both our centers and on our baby bus. So that way we can use it that way.
I see. So COVID just kind of gave you like a push in the right direction then, right?
Yeah, it did. And I mean, it really showed how much you can use technology to further the ministry.
Cool. Yes, I think it's interesting, too, just because it shows how God kind of works in situations. Even if a situation isn't a good situation, God can work in it to bring about something good. So he worked through this pandemic that was a bad thing to bring about something good, which is your ability to connect with women online more effectively and to help them get the resources they need. So God worked through and kind of redeemed the bad situation that you were in. That's really, really interesting. Now, as we've been talking about the various services that you all offer, maybe there are a lot of people who are listening who'd say, hey, I would love to help with that. How can people get involved and help you?
Well, if they would like to donate, they could donate it also financially, but items that they could go to the store and purchase, they could come in and volunteer with us. We need, you know, guys to work around here in the building. We need ladies to counsel. We need folks to be able to come in and help down in our Bundles of Joy room to sort clothes or hang clothes, to wash items. Everything that we give out is first fruits, so it needs to all be clean and made sure everything is not spotted or dirty, anything like that. Depending on whatever your gifts, your abilities, we can use you to do some of the office clerical stuff. You know, they could always help with that, with mailings and that kind of thing. There's a lot that goes on here that somebody just has a little bit of time, we can put it to good use.
Okay. Now, I know every May you all have a major fundraiser and you partner with a lot of local churches to make that happen. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. The Baby Bottle Blessing Program is our largest fundraiser. We are supported by over 200 different churches. We're interdenominational. And what they do is they take the liaison of that church, takes our baby bottles that we supply, and they pass them out to the congregation on Mother's Day, and then they return them back to us, hopefully full, on Father's Day. And that's with change and checks, whatever they feel like putting in there. And that's how this ministry has been supported, was just by God's people supporting us that way, because we do not take any government money or anything like that, because we want to be able to give them Jesus, and you can't do that if you take government money. So the baby bottle fundraiser has become very critical, and that's how we're able to raise, like I say, the largest amount of our income comes through that one fundraiser.
Now, if people want to learn more, or they want to volunteer, or they want to give, or whatever, how would be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Okay, they can always look on, check on our webpage, our website, and you can see what we do. You can look at the Bundles of Joy room there. All our information is there to be able to locate us and contact us. Also, we're going to have a training coming up on May the 18th, on Wednesday, May the 18th. And if anyone's interested in volunteering and taking that training, please give us a call at 606-325-7654. Again, that's 606-325-7654, or at our Ohio Center at 740-532-7654. And we'll have that training, and then you'll be able to counsel with girls and really make a difference for life. If they would like to donate anything, we're here Monday through Thursday. And like I say, they give us a call just to make sure that we're here, but that's our regular hours are 9 to 4:30. That they can get a hold of us. Sometimes we're here longer. Sometimes we might leave a little bit early. But they can always give us a call just to make sure we're here. And we just want to be able to follow the Spirit's leading in ministering to these girls and to be able to touch their hearts. We don't want to be judgmental. They get that enough from the world. We just want to be able to get them in here and be able to be a blessing and help the babies in the next generation.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say thank you so much, Sandy, for being my guest on the Community Matters interview today. For those who want to find out more about Two Hearts Pregnancy Care Center, as Sandy said, you can check out their website. It's twoheartspcc.org. You can also find the Two Hearts Pregnancy Care Center page on Facebook. Or if you want to go visit them in person, you can find their offices at 2200 29th Street in Ashland or at 207 Marion Pike in Colgrove. Now, if you missed any part of this interview and you'd like to hear the full thing, you can find it on our website at walkfm.org. You can also find it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Podcasts go up on Monday mornings, and you can just search for Walk FM Community Matters. And I'd like to say that if you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle, you're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.